As a child, what I remember is that she lived on the farm with Aunt Cora. Until I was about 10, 11. Then Aunt Cora got married to Mr. Warren. And Grandma broke up housekeeping and rented her farm to Herschel. I think Herschel had been farming for her anyway. And now he moved out on the farm. I don't know how long he lived there, but he lived there a while. Grandma then started living with each of her children, Ralph, Raleigh, and Mom, took turns staying at their houses. When she moved to our house, we had just four rooms. And Laura and I gave up our room so she could have it to herself when she came to live permanently with us. And she lived there, I can't remember, maybe a couple of years, and died there. They had the funeral in Christopher. As I remember at the funeral home. She was not a very big lady. And I remember one time Aunt Cora gave her, Aunt Cora came by to visit her once a year and gave her some candy. And she hid the candy in the closet. And us kids got in and ate some of it. Uncle Raleigh and his family came to visit us every once in a while and stayed the day. And we always enjoyed that because us children could all get together and play together for the day. I remember that in her later years, they had the Duckworth reunion at Benton Lake, and Mom always went. They would come by and get her, and while she was at the picnic, the reunion, she would watch the children so that all the adults could go swimming. I remember her telling that. And she enjoyed it because she enjoyed children. I think she just got sick and was sick in bed for a while. As a child, I don't remember too much about it. And they had the viewing. They took her to the funeral home and then brought her back to our house. And in the room, in the bedroom where she was, they took the bed out and that was where people came for the viewing. I can't remember whether the funeral was at our house or I assume at the funeral home. And then they took her out and buried her in the cemetery out at near Benton. What was the name? Knob Prairie, beside her husband. When Aunt Cora and her husband worked in a I think it was a penitentiary, I'm not sure. And they're the ones who made Grandpa and Grandma Duckworth's cemetery stones. They're the stones that are there today. Thought that was interesting. I have no recollection of any of her talking about her parents at all. I did not know Grandpa, her husband, at all. And as a child, I wasn't really that interested. So I can't give you any information along that line at all. She was not very outgoing. She was not talkative, and I wasn't interested in asking her, and I wish I had now, about her life as a child. She was, I would say, a little more on the bashful order. She did not have any English. She spoke good American English. Of course, it was her grandfather that came over from England, and it would not have rubbed off on her. Where he lived or how he lived, I have no recollection of anything that she talked about at all. She and mother may have, but not while I was around. Really, she gave me a quilt because I was her namesake, but I was just 7. You know, at 7 years old, who cares about an old quilt? Now I would treasure it.